Okay, so this is slightly shortened, not because of a late start, but because of tremendous Divrei Chizuk that we just heard, Baruch Hashem, from our Baal Simcha, Reb Larry. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should all join in each other's simchas and celebrate many simchas for many healthy years to come in Mitzvah Hashem. Amen. We are Be'ezus Hashem on the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes Omud Beis. The last word on the line is Hoyde. About 15 lines, or maybe more, from the bottom of the Omid. Hoyde b'metaltelim. So we've been discussing in our Gemara what constitutes an admission. An admission, merely to say I owe you money, as we've already seen, does not necessarily constitute an admission. At least not an admission that will require him to pay up in a bezdin. And we saw various reasons, because maybe he's just saying it because he doesn't want to appear rich. He never appointed Edim, he never said Atem Edai, etc., etc. Now, the last discussion that we had was that even if it would constitute an admission, but we'd have to distinguish between, does he want it to be written in a shtar, such that it would now be a milva b'shtar, or does he want it to remain as a verbal agreement, which would then be a milva alper? We explained last week that clearly a milva b'shtar has far-reaching ramifications, because if you're holding a document, then you can claim not just from the money, but you can claim from the assets as well. And therefore, we have to think twice before writing a shtar, just to assume that he agrees to have a shtar written. So we discussed last week, if he admitted in front of two, he admitted in front of three, in front of a bezdin, etc., etc. So have a look at the Gemara, the last word of the line. Hoyde b'metaltali. If he admitted to owing metaltali. Yes, I borrowed 5 cucumbers from you. Or I borrowed $50 from you. That's metaltali. Movable objects, not land or a house or a field. Vekonu miyodei. And he did a kinyan. Remember, we discussed this last week. If you did a kinyan, then that is considered to be a clear statement that, yes, I'm happy for a shtar to be written. Remember, a shtar could be written about any type of halva. If I lend you cash, a shtar could be written, and it'll say that I, the borrower, hereby declare that I admit that I borrowed $1,000. It's got to be paid by such and such time. And if I'm unable to pay the cash, then the lender has every right to claim for my assets, when it's my home or my land or my fields, whatever it may be. So over here, we have no documentation at the moment. But one admits to the other that, yes, I borrowed from you 10 cucumbers, or I borrowed $10. Not only that, he did a kinyan. Koisvin. So then we'd write a shtar. Because like we said in the previous sugya, the minute you do a kinyan, then that is a clear expression that, yes, I'm happy for a shtar to be written. Vim lav, ein koisvin. But if not, then you cannot write a shtar, because based on a mere admission, that does not give us the right to assume that he'd be happy for a shtar to be written. That's all with regard to metaltelin. Now, the flip side of the coin is obviously, what about karka? Says the Gemara, b'mekarkoi. What happens if the discussion is not with regard to movable objects? The question is not, do I owe you $10 or 10 cucumbers? But rather, look at Rashi, b'mekarkoi. Says Rashi, karka shehoya Ruvein muchzek bo. There was a karka, piece of land, that Ruvein was the owner. He was muchzek, he's holding on to it. However, v'hoide l'shimon, but he admits to Shimon, shehi shalai. So I'm sitting in a particular home, or I'm sitting in a field, or on some property, I'm muchzek, I'm holding on to it. And yet I admit to Shimon that I must be perfectly honest, this piece of land is actually yours. Now, what is the obvious difference to an admission of karka to an admission of metaltelet? And the obvious difference is, when I admit to you that I borrowed 10 cucumbers or $10, so yes, clearly I have to pay back. What do I have to pay back? Not the same 10 cucumbers that you lent me in the first place. Not those same $10. We have the famous principle that alone a milver is lahoitza'o nitna, is there to be spent. When I borrow a bag of sugar from the neighbor, he does not expect me to give back the same bag of sugar. It's lahoitza'o, it's there to be spent. If you lend me $10, obviously you're not expecting the same $10 bill to be returned. It's there to be spent. So when I admit that I owe you that cash, the admission is that, yes, I will have to go and discover and locate and track down some money to give to you. When we're talking about karka, that's a different story. Karka is here. Karka is non-movable. So when I admit that this karka is yours, what in fact am I saying? Here, take it. Take what? This karka. Not I have to now track down, look in my bank account to see if there's a karka. It's a non-movable object. Here it is. So all you've got to do is now just claim it. That's the difference between karka and metaltelin. So the Gemara now poses the following question. In the case of karka, and there is no kinyan, if there's a clear kinyan, let's for argument's sake consider that maybe a clear kinyan would be a handshake. A handshake can have halachic significance. There was no handshake. Were there to be a handshake, then that's clear instruction to write a shtar, even in the case of metaltelin. But in the case of karkoi, what will be the halacha when there was no handshake? V'loi konu miyadoi, my, what's the halacha? Ameimar omar ein koisvin, but marzutra omar koisvin, ve'ilchese koisvin, and that is the halacha. So we're clearly seeing that there's a difference, an enormous difference between metaltelin and karka. Metaltelin, the mere fact that you admitted, even in a case where the admission is considered an admission, it was in front of Edim, etc., 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 but as long as there's no instruction or kinyan to indicate that he's happy to write a shtar, then you don't write a shtar. But in the case of karka, you do. Why? So have a look at Rashi. Koisvin. Why, in the case of karka, do we say koisvin? Says Rashi, karka, dokiv and the oidile, because he admits that this karka is yours. So, didehu. Well, then it is. If Reuven says to Shimon, this particular karaka that, yes, I'm sitting in at the moment, but I'll be perfectly honest, I admit that really it belongs to you, well, then it's yours. So what does now the other fellow have to do? V'loi mechsera guvaina. He doesn't have to go and claim it. Where's he going to go and claim it? I mean, it's here, it's in front of your nose. Here it is. So all the fellow who's sitting in the field, let's call him Reuven. Reuven admits to Shimon that, yes, this field is yours. So what does Reuven now have to do? Nothing. He just has to clear out. And Shimon has it. It's his. So there's no guvaina. There's no claim. There's no physical act of having to go and fetch or pick up or track down the field. It's here. The bishlema metaltali, in the case of metaltali, milva lohitzonitno, as we said before. A milva is there to be spent. So even when I say to you, yes, I agree that I owe you the $100. Oh, really? Okay, so where is it? Okay, I have to track it down. I have to find it. I have to fundraise. I have to raise the money. I have to make the money. I have to track down the money. So milva lohitzonitno v'choiv ba'almahu. So it's a choiv. It's a debt. When I admit that I owe you a field, is there a debt? There's no debt. It's here. Take it. There's no debt. Where in the case of metaltli, however, when I admit that I owe you $100, you can't say, okay, fine, so it's mine. What's mine? Which mine? Where's the money? I don't know. Maybe it's on the other end of the world. So at the moment, we'll call it a choiv. It's a debt. Ah, choiv. Well, as we've already explained, there's two types of choivos. There's a choiv, which is a verbal agreement, and there's a choiv, which is a documented agreement, a shtar. Says Rashi, v'choiv ba'al mahu, it's a mid debt, u'milva al peh, reya mi'milva b'shtar. A milva al peh, if it's verbal, then obviously that's less effective than a milva b'shtar. V'loy nichale la'alumi. And who says it's not necessarily comfortable for him to strengthen that choiv and to convert it into a shtar? Who says that by mere admission he's happy to do that? However, but over here in the case of karka, we're not creating a choiv. Rather, what are we doing? Gilui milsa ba'alma. I'm just revealing that this field is yours. So yes, you can write a shtar, no problem. There's no difference whether you write a shtar or not. Write a shtar, gizunte, no problem. A difference whether you do or don't write a shtar, that pertains to a choiv, when a choiv is created. But when I merely point to the field, the very field that I'm standing on, my 2 feet are standing on a field, I say, this is yours. So there's no choiv that is created, which you then go have to collect. There's nothing to collect. It's here. Please leave the field, kol tuf. So therefore, we're happy to write a shtar. It's clearly documented that everyone should know this is now the field of Shimon. And the Gemara now backs us up with a story. The Gemara says, Ravina ikla l'dmaharia. Rashi says, l'dmaharia is a shame, mokom is the name of a place. So Ravina finds himself in l'dmaharia. Omale Ravdimi Baravhuna midmaharia. So Ravdimi, who lived in this place called Maharia, he says to Ravina, Metaltali v'isnu be'inayu, my. What happens in a middle case? What happens when, yes, on the one hand, we're talking about metaltalin, so I admit to owing you cash or cucumbers, but I have them. So it's not that I have to go and make them or earn them. I actually have them. So is that now considered like karka? What's the halacha? My, omale kemakarka dom. It's the same as karka. Why? Because if I admit that I owe you $100 and $100 is actually in my back pocket at the time, well, effectively, that's like karka. That's not lohitso nino, it's there to be spent. It's here. Well, hand over the cash then. So you can write a shtar. However, Rav Ashi Omar, that no, Rav Ashi disagrees. Kivan de mechasri guvaina loy. At the end of the day, the metaltalin, even though they're here, but they still need to be claimed. There is still a physical activity requires, what is that? For me to hand over that cash. And as long as that hasn't happened, it's considered a debt. And if it's a debt, then you've got no right to write a shtar. Whereas in the case of karka, not only is it here in front of us, but you don't need to claim it. There's no physical handing over of the karka. Rather, Reuven just has to walk out, and Shimon is there. So that's the only case that you can write a... That's the only case that you can happily write a shtar. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Yes, Hashem will carry on tomorrow on the big Simcha Day. Larry, I'm going to give you a call.